Hello, this is Susan Lennox, and I'm on the line with Suzanne Noel from Costa Rica, and we're talking about the upcoming week-long. Hi, Suzanne.
Hi, Susan. Good to be here with you.
Good to be with you again.
Yes, again.
So, Suzanne, you'll be one of the three teachers at the upcoming week-long in late September, and you were a teacher last year as well, working with the international team comprised of Afine de Vries from the Netherlands and Eunsoon Joong from South Korea and Sean Phillips from Canada. You've got three members of that four-member team back again this year. So what was it like last year for you?
Oh, it was very joyful and alive. And it's like each one of us brought a gift to the week-long. And we worked very well together, you know. We just, everything balanced out and, I don't know, Afine's sense of humor and Yunsun's wonderful lightness of being and Sean's sharing of the indigenous culture of Canada. It was just very rich having teachers from all over the world and working together so well and so effortlessly. Really integrating ourselves with the participants. It was just great. Really enjoyed it. Yeah.
Well, I'm glad that you'll have a chance to experience it again this year, and the participants will have an opportunity to have the experienced team with them this year.
Oh, yeah. And it'll be lots of fun with Yunsun and Afine, even better than last year.
Absolutely. So, okay, well, before we get into some of the details about the week-long program, perhaps you could say a bit about focusing in your own life and professional practice.
Oh, yeah. I use focusing in my recovery focusing groups in an alcohol and addiction treatment center. And I love it because it's always fresh and new and meaningful. And I love teaching and working with groups online through Skype. I teach domain focusing primarily. And in my personal life, you know, just anytime something upsetting happens, I'm able to ask my husband for some listening. And then we do a little focusing exchange. So it just kind of seems to clear the way for me to be more present in my life and appreciate life more. I feel very lucky to use focusing in my life the way I do.
Absolutely. Well, turning to the week-long, Afine, in her podcast, told us a bit about the overall program and the various program components. And one of those components is quite important to the structure of the program are the processing groups. So could you describe those, maybe why, what they're used for and how they're going to be structured?
Yeah, these processing groups were originally project groups, then passion groups, and now they're called processing groups. And their purpose is to provide a safe space with a small group of people to open up and explore either a focusing project or a creative project, or just a personal change project, or just anything you want to explore ongoingly throughout the week with focusing and listening within the group. And the idea, of course, is that you benefit from listening to others in the group and from being held in this kind of group process.
Mm-hmm. Right. Now, so what is the structure of those groups? How often will they meet? How large will they be, et cetera?
Well, the size usually is around 6 to 8 people. We're not sure how we're going to divide them. This year, last year, we divided them up according to different stages, like people that didn't really have anything and people who really had a clear project and others who had were ready for action, an action step with a project. But we're going to felt sense into what is needed this year and how to do it. And they're cross-cultural groups, and they're not too big. And each teacher facilitates them in their own way. So there's diversity also in that way, in the way the processing groups are facilitated. And people love them. Yeah.
Sounds wonderful. So these groups will be comprised of focusers from different cultures and also different language groups. So I know in the past we've used the process of cross-lingual focusing to help bridge those differences. Will that happen again this year? And can you say more about that?
Yes, cross-lingual focusing will be one of the first things we present. And it's a way to be able to focus with a person from another language by really taking the time to find one word in your own language that really symbolizes your felt sense. And then the listener is able to reflect that back because it is one or two words. And so it helps the focuser focus, really. It's just a really nice, and it works. The main thing is it works, and people feel heard, and you can really keep a person company, because remember, it's cross-cultural as well, not just lingual. So we're picking up on different things on a felt sense level, and we are then able to share and listen and take turns. It's quite powerful.
Yeah, absolutely. And it sort of brings forth how focusing goes beneath language and how much we can understand one another empathically, even without language.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's very interesting. Well, you mentioned that you are trained in the domain focusing style. And I wonder if you'll be sharing that at the week long and maybe say a bit more about that kind of focusing for listeners who may not be familiar with it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm hoping to introduce it. Domain focusing is basically a focusing style that embraces and develops the three areas of personal growth: the thinking domain, the felt sensing domain, and the self empathy domain. So I like to think of it as like mind, body, heart. Mm-hmm. And you can start anywhere in any of those spaces, your process, and then move to the other. And then move back and forth. So you can start with self-empathy and then move to an issue. And then from that issue, move to felt sensing or vice versa. It's really very open, very open kind of focusing. Very inclusive of all the things that happen in focusing, you know, like new insights and felt sensing and self-compassion.
Right.
Sounds
great. In the past couple of years at the week-long, there's been an increasing emphasis on exploring the efficacy of focusing, working with trauma. Will that be woven through this year's program as well?
The three of us are going to open up a space to share our experience with trauma with the group and open up a discussion. None of us are trauma specialists like Sean Phillips, but at least I have been at two of his and Dorley's presentations on trauma-friendly teaching process. And that's mainly what we want, is people to have a consciousness that trauma is normal. You don't need to be afraid of it. How to recognize it when it's present. And then what gentle moves you can make to bring things back to a safe space for the group or the person. It's just to kind of have consciousness of it and give people a few little tools that they can use if it comes up without being afraid of it, because it is normal and it does happen. And, you know.
Right. Yes, yeah. Exactly. Yeah. That's great.
Yeah.
So at the week long, each teacher is going to be leading some workshops in an area of focusing that she is particularly passionate about or experienced with. So what will you be presenting this year?
Well, I'm very passionate about my How We Heal model. It developed out of my recovery focusing work, and I actually use this model in most of my workshops, a lot of my 5-week courses. It's just really a way to work with a group that starts off with a positive felt experience that is shared with the group. That's the honoring phase. And then it opens something that needs attention. That's the opening phase. And then we move into welcoming what could be. And so it's like this evolving process that happens It is a group model. And so it's very powerful because it's like the felt senses, all the symbols cross with each other. And so it creates this very thick experience of well-being. And I especially like this model for wellness circles, you know, for healing from trauma or an addictive process. But it works for any kind of group because it really goes into the positive implicit and the experience of that in the body and the best of that. It's really wonderful. It's just, I really love it, and I'm very happy to share it with everybody. And we'll do it experientially, so we will experience it. Yeah.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. Yeah. Wonderful.
Thank
wonderful.
You.
So
I really wish
I could be there for that. Okay. Well, Suzanne, I've taken plenty of your time here. And I thank you so much for your comments and your insights. But before we close, is there a message that you would like to send to our listeners who might still be considering whether they would like to come to the week-long?
Oh, as you're asking that, I see like football players huddling together, you know, and I feel like we're going to come together, huddle together and play and learn and have fun and learn strategies to teach focusing and to improve our own process. And it's for advanced focusers. So that's a gift to be in that kind of environment where you're with other people who really know how to listen and really know how to, you know, have a felt experience. So it's just wonderful. I welcome you all and look forward to meeting you, those of you who are going to come. Yeah.
Great. Well, thank you so much, Suzanne. We'll talk to you again
soon.
Okay.
Thank you, Suzanne. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.